Patch Weeks ist Reggae-Musiker, Songwriter und Dichter von der karibischen Insel St. Lucia. Die Regierung von St. Lucia hat ihn zum Goodwill Ambassador ernannt, zum Botschafter des guten Willens und ihm außerdem den Titel Seine Exzellenz verliehen. Patch Weeks ist auch noch Champion for Children bei UNICEF und fürs Interview aus New York nimmt er sich Zeit zwischen einem Statement für den UN-Klimagipfel und den Vorbereitungen seiner Ghana-Tour. Im Gepäck für Ghana hat er 5000 Paar Schuhe für Kinder. Touch Weeks macht das Interview aus dem Auto am Straßenrand. Stau, eine Schießerei auf den Straßen von New York und zu viele Termine lassen ihm keine andere Wahl. Eben war er noch bei den Vereinten Nationen. Jetzt ist er hier im Radio. Bei der UN ging es ums Klima.
The Caribbean Climate Justice Organization. Because I think the 23rd is climate strike day or something of that nature. So they're having a Caribbean Climate Justice Forum for summit for young people. And they wanted me to say a couple words. Also, I wrote a song about climate change in 2008 called Dark Clouds. And they wanted me to play that as well. So I went into the studio and I had to do that for them because it's, I leave for Ghana on Sunday, and I won't have any other time. You know, so when the UN calls, you usually show up, you know. They found me through my charity, the Orphan Cry Outreach. UNICEF made me a champion for children for St. Lucia. So I've kind of always been in contact, you know.
Der Musiker unterwegs als Champion for Children, da gibt's immer was zu tun.
Just I defend the kids whenever I can. For example, a couple years ago, we still had corporal punishment in school. And we needed to get rid of it. So we worked with the government and with some other non-governmental agencies, especially an organization called RISE, on the ground in St. Lucia, along with some, you know, couple teachers and, you know, to get rid of it. And we were able to get rid of it. So that's what we do. And with the charity, I try to make sure that most of the work we do is geared towards children, the underprivileged and the at-risk children. So yeah, that's the kind of work we try to do.
Botschafter des guten Willens, das kann sich auch nicht jeder nennen.
You know, they gave me the title because of the work I have been doing, the level of charity work we've been doing and the level of giving back. So I guess that was their way of recognizing it. So they gave me a diplomatic passport. And they gave me a title, His Excellency. And, but you know, them things don't really mean anything, you know. I don't do it because I want a title. When I started doing charity work, there was no such title in St. Lucia, you know. So, I mean, we're appreciative that people recognize what we do. But, you know, it doesn't really mean anything. We don't do these things for people's acknowledgement. You know, we do it because we are, and I am my brother's keeper. And I will always do my best, to do the best that I can do, to help as many people as I can. But, you know, them things is what, is their thing. They recognize it this way, I'm appreciative of it, I take it, I move on, but it doesn't change me in any way.
Ein Titel öffnet manche Türen und macht vieles möglich, auch die Reise nach Ghana.
I'm going to Ghana, because I carry the title, everywhere I go I'm going as that. But I'm going to play music and I'm carrying the titles with me. You know, so the UN, nor did my government set it up. We set it up ourselves. I'm going to Ghana and I'm bringing with me 5,000 pairs of shoes. So we want to give them away to the children in Accra and the surrounding territory. I thought if we were going to play, we shouldn't go empty-handed. We should bring something with us. We're going to play a festival called Ray of Hope. And we're going to be there with Kino from Big Mountain, Rain God and Kente, and a brother called Firewire. Yeah, so yeah, we're going to play some music and I'm going to do some charity work as well, yeah.
Touch Weeks ist Musiker und Aktivist. Das kommt nicht von ungefähr.
When I was growing up, the Rastafarians that I looked up to always considered community the most important thing. You know, the movement was always about community. That's what I learned. For me, reggae is a verb. It's a doing word. You don't just talk the talk. You have to walk the walk. Because I cannot sing, you know, help the children, help the children, help the people And when you make $2, all you want to do is buy fancy jewelry and 6 cars and not help the people. So, yeah, man, we walk the walk and we talk the talk.
Musik und Aktivismus lässt sich für Touch Weeks nicht wirklich voneinander trennen. Es hängt alles miteinander zusammen.
It is interwoven, because sometimes when I'm doing music, I will meet somebody and I have a conversation with them about charity work. For example, I was out in Montana and I was doing some work and I was introduced to a dentist. And I was able to get him to come back to St. Lucia with me to do some dental work for the people in St. Lucia. You know? I was in Texas and somebody introduced me to a veterinary organization and I was able to bring them back to St. Lucia to spay and neuter the animals. So it's interwoven, you know? So yeah, you know, because I'm one person. Even though we do different activities, everything we do just kind of bleeds into one. So it's not a fragmented thing, it's all just one thing. Yeah, man.
Touch ist schon früh mit der Rasta-Philosophie in Berührung gekommen.
Well, the Rasta-Philosophy was Caribbean-wide. What happened in Jamaica happened in St. Lucia simultaneously, you know? So it wasn't a movement that was new to me. Whenever it happened, I was there in the midst of all of it. You know, my brothers became Rastas. Because I grew up going to a Pentecostal church. That taught me that salvation can only be found in 4 walls. But the Rastas taught me that salvation was within. It was an I and I philosophy. And that appealed to me a lot more than trying to find Jesus in a building, you know. And, you know, I fell in love with the movement. And so, you know. And the thing, too, is Rastafari is righteousness, you know. So we all are Rastas. We just have to realize that's what we are.
Als Kind erlebte Touch Weeks eine musikalische Früherziehung im Kreis der Familie.
You know, when I was a little boy, what we used to do at my house is we would sing to my parents in the living room at nighttime. You know, and the love for music kind of grew from that. So we sang in school and we sang in church. And my brothers and I had a group together and we sang wherever we could. And we sang, you know, the R&B music, the rock music, whatever came across on the radio. But when the Rastafarian movement came to the Caribbean, we got swept up like everybody else because it was a dynamic movement, you know? And then we started listening to that kind of music and I wanted to carry that message because the brothers I listened to me, they were called the town criers. That's what they did. They told me the story of the day. So when I grew up, I wanted to do the very same thing, you know? I moved to Canada to go to school and then I moved to New York and I was always around the music. And I started playing my music, pre-recorded music, in restaurants. And I would sing over it. And then I got a chance to go to a place where there was a show called The Future of Reggae. And I became part of that. And some of the musicians, before my set and after my set, we kind of spoke and we joined and we created a band. And that's kind of how we started, you know?
Im August 2021 ist Touch Weeks 7. Studioalbum erschienen, Pause. Es hat seine ganz eigene Geschichte.
When the pandemic came and we had to stay home, you started reflecting on what had transpired in all the time you had spent with the band before, you know. And sometimes, in order for us to grow, we have to move on. You know, sometimes in order for us to grow, we just have to move on. And when I thought about it, you know, I thought it was the best thing to do, just to move on. But, you know, it kind of just happened because when the pandemic happened, it was the most significant year of my life because there was no more music. The music shut down. We were all forced to take a pause. So I call the album Pause because I was forced to take a pause. I couldn't tour. I couldn't do anything. So we all took a pause, you know. And then I started writing songs because that's what I do. I mean, the thing is this. When the pandemic hit, there were 2 things musicians could do. We could actually feel sorry for ourselves or continue making music. And I continued making music. And I wrote 35 songs. So we put 10 on pause and we have 2 other albums coming out. But Pause was written, it was produced by a friend of mine called Ziggy Coltrane. We'd always spoken about doing some work together. And when the pandemic came, while I was sitting home playing my guitar, I started writing the songs. I sent them to him, and, you know, he built a foundation. He looked for the musicians and got it together. Some of the people I had known, some of the people I had worked with, you know, some of them I hadn't worked with. And we got this wonderful album together. So, yeah, man, that's how Pause came together. And I really have to be thankful to Ziggy Coltrane, because he did an incredible job.
Die Albumproduktion glich einem Fernstudium. Soziale Kontakte, Fehlanzeige.
The only person I saw were the backup singers. I saw the backup singers and I saw Ziggy. That's the only people I saw. Everybody else worked remotely from their studios, and it was all put together by Zoom. You know, you listen and, you know, make sure it's right and it sounds right, and Ziggy would do the work and then send me, and I would listen and, you know, would say, no, man, you know, can we do this? And, you know, but yeah, that's kind of how it happened.
Der Produktionsprozess war anders als sonst, aber nicht auf allen Ebenen.
It didn't affect me anyway for the writing process. There's a writing process usually done by myself. For the last 6 albums and this album, I've basically written every song by myself. You know, so the writing process is kind of a lonesome process for me. Though on this album, on the 2 songs where we have guests, Ziggy did some of the writing for what the guests sang. But I wrote everything else. But musically, it is kind of strange, because usually you're sitting in a room with people, you're looking across at them, and sometimes songs change direction just because you're in the same room with people, you know? Because somebody might have a suggestion and you say, yeah, man, let's try that one instead, you know? But there were no such suggestions there. So yeah, definitely the process has changed. But, you know, looks like this is going to be the future, at least for now. So I'm trying to get used to it.
35 Songs standen zur Auswahl. 10 davon haben es aufs Album geschafft.
It was the first 10. Yeah, because the first song I written was a song called Bang Bang. You know, I wrote Bang Bang because, remember, during the pandemic was also the time of Donald Trump. You know, and Donald Trump was trying to, you know, pit people against people, you know, and he was weaponizing everything. So I realized if this brother continued in power, there was going to be some kind of war, you know. So I said, everything is weaponized, bang, bang. And then the song just came out from that. After Bang, Bang, I think I wrote Rainstorm. Because for me, I live in St. Lucia and I live in America. And I understand the cultures. And it's amazing how people in America, some people in America, think that life is like that for everybody, everywhere. And then when people were saying shelter in place, I knew that sheltering in place is a luxury. You have people who cannot shelter in place because they don't have enough space to shelter in space. And there are some people who cannot go to the fridge and just pull food and eat it. Because even putting on weight in a pandemic is a luxury. I know people who lost weight because they didn't have food. And they had no means of getting food. So, you know, when you tell people shelter in place, it does not apply to everybody in the world. And we were trying to write an album that was reflective of different cultures and different people in different parts of the world. And knowing that it could not happen for my people, and so people in Africa and people in India, some people in China, some people in the Middle East, and even people here in America. Because I've traveled through every state in America, and I know people, there are places in America that I've been to that look like third world countries. So yeah, man, so when you say shelter in place, it does not apply to everybody. And that is what we were trying to convey, you know, how it was for different people in different parts of the world, and that we were all being affected to different degrees because of where we lived.
Touch Weeks lebt in der Karibik und in New York. Er kennt die Unterschiede und die Gemeinsamkeiten.
I mean, people are the same wherever you go, but, you know, what people learn is what they've lived through. So, like, in St. Lucia, I could not walk into an establishment and not say good morning or good afternoon. Oh, good night. So I would not walk down the road and pass on a sidewalk with only one person and we not acknowledge each other. But I pass in America and you enter a building and you are the only person there, and another person come in and they look at you straight in your eyes and say nothing to you. You know, so sometimes I have to adjust to the fact that I say good morning to people and they look at me like I'm strange. You know, but it's because of my Caribbean heritage. Because we're a smaller kind of community. We're more in touch with one another. You know, we're a warmer set of people. But the sad thing is that America and Europe have exported their cultures everywhere. So even in St. Lucia now, we're becoming very American, you know, especially in the way we eat, which is really sad because St. Lucia now, because of they've adopted a North American lifestyle, we have one of the highest rates of diabetes per capita in the world. You know, where before we were less sedentary, we were moving around. Now everybody drives their car to go around the corner, you know, and they eat, you know, fast food. So, yeah, man, there are lots of similarities and differences, but obviously the greatest difference is in the music that we listen to.
Seine eigenen Hörgewohnheiten konnte er schon früh reifen lassen, quasi als Kollege.
Well, you know what? When I was growing up, I got a chance to work at a radio station. You know, I was 14 years old, and I would get into the radio station, and I would sit there with all the albums and pull them out and read all the jackets. So I got a varied education. Because the radio stations in St. Lucia, they are not formatted. So they play all kind of music all the time. So I heard reggae and I heard calypso and I heard rock and I heard, you know, the Beatles. I heard, you know, Mighty Sparrow. I heard Bob Marley and the Wailers. I heard Burning Spear. We got a varied education. So I grew up listening to everything. And the music that I play, even though it's rooted in reggae, we still put flurries of other things in it because these were the influences we got growing up. You know, so right now I'm listening to Kind of Blue by Miles Davis. That's what I'm listening to now, you know. But I listen to everything, man. Obviously, every Caribbean child, to some extent, was influenced by the Wailers. Because, you know, that music changed the way we thought, you know. From Big Youth to Burning Spear to Peter Tosh to Jimmy Cliff, you know, listening to Jimmy Cliff sing about Vietnam. You know, so I grew up listening to everything, man. I grew up listening to everything, and now I listen to everything. What I do at nighttime is, during my downtime, I jump on iTunes or whatever. I just go to different genres and get a listen for what is happening, you know. But also our friends will recommend, you know, you listen to this and you listen to that. Listen to a lot of African music as well, you know. So we'll try to get a varied education of everything that's coming out, you know.
Vom Hören zum Singen, da hat Touch Weeks kein besonderes Rezept.
Well, I just sing, you know. You know, I just open my mouth and I start to sing. You know, the way I sing is, I guess, a combination of things that I've heard. And I've had one voice lesson in my entire life. But what I do is, before I go on the road, weeks before, I sing 3 hours every day. So when I get on the road, I never lose my voice because I'm always prepared for the length of the show. And I sing everything that come on the radio. When I'm driving, I sing everything. You know, so you get different pitches and different scales and different keys to sing all the time. So we just keep singing.
Touch Weeks hat ein entspanntes Verhältnis zum kommerziellen Erfolg.
You know, we make it work, because that's what we want to do. You know what I mean? I'd rather have a little and do what I want to do than have a lot and hate what I do. You know? So I love being a musician. And at the end of the day, even if you play to 10,000 people and you only touch 3 people, then you've already accomplished what it is you came to do, because you've changed the lives of 3 people. No, but I mean, success for me is, that is my idea of success. My idea of success is not about having money and things, because I've never seen a U-Haul after a hearse. You know, when we die, we can't take any of it with us, so it doesn't really matter along these lines. But look, take this. I think people in America know me more than people in St. Lucia. People in St. Lucia don't really care with what I do. You know? And it's true. I mean, they don't even play my music on the radio. So, you know, I live there. People recognize me more for the charity work that we do. But, you know, no, man, music-wise, the guys don't even play my music on the radio. It almost seems like I've been banned in St. Lucia, and I don't even know it. It's a question you have to ask them, you know. I have 7 albums, and I don't think you can find too many St. Lucians who can name 4 albums straight. I think they've gotten caught up with playing American music and playing hip-hop music and playing calypso, and, you know, they don't dig what I do. But I don't do it for them. I do it for everybody. So if they don't get it and somebody else gets it, then it's cool. You know, but, you know, somebody said to me, you know, a good man is never honored in his own land. Maybe this is what it is. You know, I don't know what it is. But, you know, no, man, Sanusha, don't play my music.
Er macht sein eigenes Ding. Er wirft aber auch einen kritischen Blick auf die Reggae-Szene in den USA.
I have no issues with anybody, you know. I'm not one of them artists who have beef. I don't have any beef with anybody, you know. You came in peace, we came to play music, and that is what we came to do. And whoever is there, we greet them, and, you know, we have communion with whomever we can. The scene in America is kind of a little disheartening because most of the bands that play the music are not the original people with a feel for the music. They're the people who have copied the music and who have taken it in a jam band kind of way, you know. So for me, I think it's cool when the consumers become the producers of the music, but not to the detriment of the people who actually started the music. What's happening now is the people who have joined the movement have taken over and they've watered it down so it doesn't carry the weight of what it is and what it meant. Because I think people fail to realize that there was a level of suffering that went into reggae music. The level of brutality that the governments applied to the Rastas when they were coming up and the way the music came out. Because dig this, if I lose my woman and I sing a song about losing my woman and you didn't lose your woman and you sing a song, even if we play the same chords, the feeling that I bring to it is not the same feeling that you bring to it. Because you didn't have the weight that came, the emotional weight that came with it, you know? So I would like to see more of a balance, you know? Because there's room for everybody, but, you know, you can't have one killing the other. And at the end of the day, you know, it's not copy do it. It's the original and the roots of it that do it. But yet, there is space for both of them, but one cannot kill the other one off.
Touch Weeks erwähnt das Päckle der Vergangenheit, the weight of the past, und erklärt, was er genau damit meint.
We have to honor the people who came before us. We cannot water it down. That's why I cannot water it down, because I know of the suffering of the people. You know, I know when the government used to shoot the Rastas on sight. I know of them times. I know when my brother MPLA used to stay in the house because my mother was petrified. You know? I know when the government used to see the Rastas and shock them, you know, electric shock, and turn them into zombies. I know of that time. And I still know of the time where the Rastas in the Caribbean are to get the short end of the stick simply because they do not follow the way the system is set up. You know, but these brothers who copy it don't know what that is. So as much as I'm appreciative of their effort, they too have to recognize that they don't know the suffering that came with the music that has made them so much money.
Wenn es um Träume für die Zukunft geht, dann hat Touch Weeks eigentlich einen ganz einfachen Traum.
Just love is a very simple thing, you know. But I know simplicity at times is very complicated. What I would love to see is everybody just love everybody. Simple. Just see people for who they are. People. People just like you and people just like me, you know, with no judgmental kind of vibration based on color or religion or way of life. Or you know, I mean, just see, I see you, Matzel, as a person just like myself, and you see me as a person. And we love each other, and that is all I'd love to see. Because if we can get to that point, all the other problems will be gone. There'll be no more war, no more hunger. You know, there'd be no more sickness, because all we do, we see everybody as ourselves, and all the problems will be solved.
Problemlösung gelungen. Interview erledigt. Touch Weeks hat noch eine finale Danksagung parat.
Thank you for your time, because if we don't do these interviews, the message that we're trying to put out to the world never gets to the world. So I need to thank you for your time and energy just as well. And I want to say to your audience and to you, in whatever you do, let your voice be as loud as your silence, and let your vibes be high, and let your message be forever mighty.